Good morning, everybody. Let's move on with today's daf. I apologize for the at least almost 1 minute late start, although it's always good to give people a little bit extra time to get in here, but I was just clarifying something. Someone called me after the first daf. They had a particular question they were asking, which we'll get to, and I'll mention it when we get there. Okay. Anyways, this daf was very lucky. I started off the first daf going over the previous sugya. I don't think that's necessary. We really went through it. You know, we got a decent amount of time to explain the last Gemara yesterday. And basically, in summary, what will be important is let's go back to that Brice on Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's read. I want to read. It's about six lines up from the bottom. It's smack in the middle of the medium-sized lines. That really long list of people. Amar of Edi Bar Avin. We're going to go back to Gimel Amud Aleph. We're not going to read all the way through, obviously. I'm not that stupid.
What's the first word?
But the word is Amar of Edi. The first word on the line is Yoresh. The first one on the next line is Avin. Amar Vidi Bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Okay, so we got our whole list of names there. Kol lo sa'aseh shebetorah. When it comes to any lo sa'aseh, asa bo ma'aseh loka, if you did an action, meaning a non-verbal action, you get Malkus. Lo asa ba ma'aseh pater. But if you only, you know, did something verbal or didn't do an action altogether, then you will not get Malkus in that case. Except for the following cases, chutz minishba, which we addressed yesterday, swearing falsely, swearing, you know, for no reason, whatever it was, umeimar, the case of temura, which we also addressed yesterday, umekal al chaveiro, and cursing one's friend, b'shem, using God's name. Okay, in those cases, afal pishol asa maaseh chayev. In those cases, even though you didn't do any action other than speaking, you're going to get Malkus. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amru. And in the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, they said, Af hamaktim truma lebikurim. Included in this list, presumably, is someone who takes off truma before they bring their bikurim, because you're delaying the bikurim. That's what we're going to focus on in today's Gemara. So with that in mind, let's jump back into our Gemara. Dalet Amud Aleph. A few lines down, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amru Afa Makdim Truma Lebikurin. Okay, that's where we're at. So in the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, they said, even someone who brings their, you know, takes off Truma before they bring their Bikurim, that's also a type of Lav, which, although we're, and the Gemara is going to be assuming that you're taking off this Truma verbally, okay? Let's forget about the concerns that you might have if you're taking it off in thought. Can you possibly have an Azhara? Can you... The case is where someone is taking off their truma verbally, and they do this before they take off the bikurim. So my time, why is the reason that we get Malkus in this case? Because we have a pasuk that tells us, my time is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, what's his reason? Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, Milei ascha v'dim acha lo se'acher. Don't delay your Milea and your Dema. What does that mean? Milea elu bikurim, what's Milei ascha? This refers to bikurim. V'dim acha elu truma. And dimacha refers to truma. And therefore, v'amra lo te'acher, it says, don't delay your bikurim by bringing truma first. So because we have this explicit case in the Torah, this explicit pasuk in the Torah, which tells us this is a lav, we're going to give you Malkus in this case. That's how Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina learned it here. Okay? Now, right, says the Gemara. Okay, v'amra lo te'acher, we've explained the reason for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara, I actually realize I have no idea why I'm recording this. I already recorded the first daf and put it up. That's funny. Maybe we'll have two dafs up on today. Who knows? Double the exposure, I guess. Says the Gemara, Itmar, hiktim truma lebikurim. We have the following memra. We have a interesting statement here. It's a Tanaic statement of the following nature. If someone was maktim truma lebikurim, like we are just talking about right now, so if someone actually went ahead and took off truma before bikurim, or belazar v'Rabbi Yossi v'Chanina, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar, one of them says that in that case, loke, you will get malchus. V'chad amar ein loke, another one says you won't get malchus.
He's physically separating it.
No.
So I think we're saying here that he is not physically separating it. I think we're talking about verbally, okay?
And how is he verbally doing it?
He says, this is my truma.
Oh,
ta-da. Any points? That's it, yeah.
Why do you have to do it even verbally? Why isn't makshava even in...
It resolves certain issues, because if we're warning... We have to give the person a warning in order to give them malchus with edim.
Okay.
And as we discussed in the first year, a little bit longer at length, it's going to be quite complicated to warn someone, and then they go... And then you're going to give them malchus?
Got it.
Right? That's, you know, at the very least, with something verbal, you know, there's what to warn and see where the person's doing the avera. I mean, it's very hard to say if someone's just, you know, in their mind doing this. Again, we talked about it in more length there, and if you want, you can listen to that recording, but that's where I'm going to stop here. Let's just make a simple case. You said, I'm making this truma, you point to it, everything's good. Okay. So, based on this machlokus, one opinion says you get malchus, one opinion says you don't get malchus. It's a machlokus between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. What is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's opinion that we just said in the Brisa?
Loka,
you do get malchus. Pretty straightforward, right? I mean, we said he said this is one of the exceptions to the rule of Lav Shein Bomase and Loka Nalav. So it's pretty clear he's going to be the one that says it. So says the Gemara, in fact, Tistayin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who da'amar Loka. We should conclude that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, he is the one who said Loka. Mi da'amar, from the fact that we said back there, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, that he said, Afa maktim truma lebikurim. It even, in one of the exceptions is someone who brings their truma before Bikurim, they're going to get malchus. Seems pretty straightforward. Says the Gemara, but we've got a problem. Adarabba, we have a source that seems to say that it should actually be Rabbi Elazar who holds that you get malchus in this case. It's time to Elazar who da'amar loke. We should conclude that why? Ditan, we have the following Mishnah. Mishnayos from Zrayim are always fun because we feel so distant from them, and they're sometimes complicated. This one is complicated, but I think we can work our way through. It says the Mishnah, Hayu lefanav shtei kalkalos shel tevel. So we have our two baskets of tevel in front of a person. Okay, so for the first year, we use the following illustration. We've got my talis bag, which is basket number one. Okay, remember this is basket number one. It's on my right. I apologize, on your left. And we have the Gemara here is basket number two. So here's what happens. Here are the cases. So, ve'amar maser shel zo bezo. Let's say I said, I'd like to take the maaser from my talis bag, number one, from here, from the produce of number two. So I'm going to take out stuff from here, and I want this to be now maasered. That works, says the Mishnah, Rishona Meuseres, this first basket has maaser taken off. Now, next case.
So have you taken off
enough? I took off stuff from here. I did nothing to do with the second basket so far. So far, all we're talking about is the first basket. I'm taking off maaser from somewhere else.
Which is enough in to cover order, both baskets.
No.
This point, nothing to do with the second basket.
Right. Okay.
We're not talking about the second basket. If you would take off from the second basket, it would work. Don't get me wrong. If I take off more from the second basket, I'm taking Meiser for the second basket. That's obviously okay. But we're not talking about the second basket right now. We're just saying, if I take off Meiser from this second basket in order to sort of relieve me from my obligation on this basket, it works.
Okay, fine.
That's the first case. Now we get to your case, but a slightly different version of it. Let's say the person said, okay, shel zo bizo v'shel zo bizo. I'm going to take off maaser from this one for this one and from this one for this one. So I don't know what you're draying, you know, what you're draying around for, but at the end of the day, right, you're trying to take off maaser from the other one in each case.
And do they have to be the same produce, the same things, or does it matter, or no?
Presumably. I mean, yeah. You can't, you have to miser each thing individually. You can't decide that you want to give more miser of tomatoes.
And yeah, you split into two baskets.
Yeah, you had two baskets of the same thing in front of you. Fine. Says the Mishnah, HaRishona Meuseres VeHashnia Eina Meuseres. The first basket, my Talis and Tefillin basket, will have the miser taken off, but my Gemara basket, even though I took off miser from here, that won't be considered mitukan, that won't be considered misered. Why not? Well, very simply. When I say shel zo bizo v'shel zo bizo, again, we're not talking about physical actions here, we're talking about saying. So when I said shel zo bizo and I set aside and I pointed, at that point, this first basket became misered. Why? Well, as soon as I take this section or identify a section here that I'm giving as miser, this first basket is considered mitukan. It's fixed. So now, you can't go ahead and take miser from something that's already been misered for something that hasn't been misered. So therefore, there are two different types of produce at this point. So as soon as I do the first one, that will work. But to go back again, now I'm dealing with two different types of produce. I have meistered produce and unmeistered produce, and I can't take off from my already meistered produce to sort of allow me to eat my unmeistered produce.
And if you want that to be meistered, you have to take directly from it itself.
Yeah, or I mean, technically, you could do a chain link. You could take from a third basket for it.
Oh,
I mean, you can keep on going, but yes. It would need to be from something that is unmeistered as of now.
There's no simultaneous.
Ah, that's going to be the next case in the Mishnah. You guys are really on your game today. Says the Mishnah, continuing, right? Rishon Meuseres, Vashniya Eina Meuseres, as we said. Maserosehem Maaser Kalkala B'Chaverta. Let's say you said, I want each one to be taken off, basically simultaneously with the other basket. Kara Es Hashem, basically, you nailed that it happens simultaneously, and therefore, since it's happening simultaneously, you're good. Actually, both can be considered Maasered in that case, okay? Now, the Itmar, we say on this Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Loke, in the case where what you did was, you had the two baskets, and said, shel zo bezo, and it was in order, in that case, says Rabbi Elazar, you get Malchus. What do you get Malchus for? Says the Gemara, Because in that case, in the non-simultaneous case, what happened? We said that this one's going to be considered Meisered and this one's not Meisered. So he says, what happens is you took off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni from this one before you took off your Meiser Rishon on this one. And that's an Aveira, he says. You have to take off your Maaseros in order. There's an order. You have Bikurim, then Truma, right? Then Maaser Rishon, then Maaser Sheni, then, you know, whatever else is going on, or depending on the year, Meiser Ani, whatever. And it has to be done in order, says Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, because in the case where he said Shelzo Bezo, it really ended up taking off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni from this basket, right, from my Talis and Tefillin basket. So you've taken off Meiser Sheni from here before you've taken off Meiser Rishon here because it didn't work here. So that's an Avera, says Rabbi Elazar. And therefore you get Malchus. If that's the case, we see Rabbi Elazar is very makbid on the order that you're taking things off. So says the Gemara, so we should assume that it was him who said that you get Malchus in the case when you're Makdim Truma Lebikurim. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, we've got a bit of a problem. So says the Gemara, fine, Tistayim, it's true, that makes sense. Ela Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Dara'ino Loke, Lema Kasha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. But then we have a stira, right? We had the Brisa yesterday that seemed to imply that he would say he would give Malchus here. On the other hand, we now seem to say it's a machlokus between him and Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar is the one who says that you get Malchus, which means he must say that you don't get Malchus. So how can we possibly resolve this outright stira? Says the Gemara, as we turn the page, lo, no, that's not the case. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina apitura ka'i. Says you misread Rabbi Yossi. If we go back to that Brisa, and you can flip back again, we have the time to do so. Says the Gemara, all right, if you look in that Brisa, it says, all these people say, if you did it with an action, you're going to get Malchus. If you didn't, then you are Pater. Except for blah, 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 blah. Right? Nishba Meimer Makala Chavero. The question is, when Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina comes back and says, Af HaMaktim Truma LeBikurim, which list is he going on? Is he trying to add this to our original rule in saying that it is also Pater, if we would have some reason to think that you'd be Chayev in that case? Or is he coming to say it's added to the list of cases where you will get Malchus? Which case is he coming to add it to? And the Gemara says he's coming to add it to the case of the Pater list. That kol lav shein bo maaseh, ein lokin alav. That's what he's coming to add. V'hachi ka'amar, correct, the former list. And this is what he's saying. Lav shein bo maaseh, ein lokin alav. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rechanina amru. Af ha-maktim truma lebikurim. He says even that case would be called a lav shein bo maaseh. Now, ask the Gemara, Umaishna Meimar Delaki Mishum Dibdibur Asamase, Maktim Trumala Bikurim Nami Loka Mishum Dibdibur Asamase. Asks the Gemara really a question that was bothering us yesterday. And, you know, every once in a while you feel good for yourself. I feel good for myself now because I said I really didn't understand the Gemara yesterday. And I basically asked this question to say, we said that by the case of Meimar, by the case of Timura, in your words, you did an action. And we were very stumped by this. And we said, what do you mean in your words, you did an action? We said, well, it makes a halachic change. We said, I counted. I said, so does Truma. Says the Gemara here, 1 second. What's the difference then between this case of taking off Truma early and that case of doing Temura? In both cases, you're accomplishing a halachic outcome with your words. And why is it that there we're going to say you will get Malchus based on this, and here we're going to say you won't get Malchus based on this? Our question, great. We should be thrilled. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Rav Avin explains, Shani Hasam Delav Shenitak La'asehu. Says Rav Avin, you know what? Absolutely. Both cases are almost like doing an action. However, our case, where you took off the Truma before the Bikurim, is Pater for a different reason. Not because it's a Lav She'en Bomaseh. Just in terms of the criteria of Lav She'en Bomaseh, says the Gemara, we would say that in that case you get Malchus. Why? Dibdibura Asamaseh, you accomplish something by speaking. However, the reason why you're off the hook is because the Lav She'nitak La'aseh. Now, what is the Lav She'nitak La'aseh? You can fix it. Wow, that was good. We had a chorus there. You can fix it. Basically, when the Torah provides an Aseh as a follow-up to a Lav, that Lav we are less likely to give you Malchus for. What's the logic? As we're going to see, it's not necessarily so much because you can fix it. It seems to affect the original love in some way. If you have a los ase, which you can always fix, that los ase is not one in which we'll give you malchus for. It's a little bit weaker, so to say, if we could say that. That's relevant. It's going to be relevant later on in the Gemara. That's why I'm presenting it this way now. So says the Gemara, Why is, how do we know it's a lav shenita klase? Tichsiv mikol masrosechem tarimu. It says, you should take after, it says, you should do this, it says, mikol masrosechem tarimu, you should take them all off. And if that's the case, that's a way that we can sort of fix it, right? As Rashi says, even though it says, it later on says, mikol masrosechem tarimu. So that asay, which comes back, of mikol masrosechem tarimu, that you should take off the masros, is a way of sort of, if you want to call it fixing the issue that you did it out of order, just take it off. It's all good, and you'll catch up.
So as long as the asse is after the loisa
se? Yes, meaning if you do this, there's correct. We use the word remedy in the first case. You're hesitant to say remedy because, as I said, you know, especially as we're approaching Elul quite rapidly, you know, you never know exactly. You don't want to start cheshbonos. Is it like you never did the mitzvah avera in first place? Is it like you did it and it leaves a stain? You know, you get all sorts of different things. What does this tshuva do? What is that? It's clear that, you know, I can't go over to you and steal and then, oh, I'm a big tzaddik. I did hashavas gzela. You know, that's not going to say that I didn't steal entirely. What does it mean to remedy it? It means the Torah tells you this is what you should do if this happened, like a bidi'eved type situation. So the Torah says, if bidi'eved, you delayed, mikol maaser esechem tarimu, you should just take off the rest of your masros. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yasef Rav Dimi Amar Lo Hashmatza. Rav Dimi was sitting around. He was saying this word over. Amar Le Abaye. And Abaye didn't like it. V'chal lav shenitak la'ase lo laki. You're telling me any lav anitak la'ase will exempt you from Malkus? What about our Masechta again? Temura. V'hameimar. De lav shenitak la'ase hu v'laki. Says even Temura is a lav anitak la'ase, and you get Malkus, Ditnan, and we can really bring this from the Pasuk, but the, you know, we're going to bring it from the Mishnah. Lo she'adam rashay lahamir, it's not that you're allowed to, you know, do Temura, ela she'im mahamir, that if you did do it, mumar v'sofeg es harabayim, it is switched, and you're going to get lashes. Meaning, how is it a lav anitak la'ase? So let's think of the Pasuk for a moment. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro so tov v'ra ra tov. What is the next part of the Pasuk? Anybody remember? That both of them become holy. So the way, again, if you treat them both with holiness, wait, again, it's a follow-up assay. Treat them both with holiness.
Why not just say, the Pasuk saying, you're stuck. You did something wrong. You're stuck. You can't undo it.
Exactly. That's how I understand Temura.
But again, there's a follow-up. Again, it's not to say you don't get an Avera in first place. It's simply telling you what to do in the event that you did this Avera, follow up by keeping them both holy.
I'm not saying it means since you're not fixing it up, you're stuck.
It's not a remedy for it. It's just an assay.
And that's why I made the disclaimer at the beginning to say it's not literally a remedy. It's a follow-up assay that tells you what to do once you do this lav. Finished.
Okay, but I understand what you're saying, but isn't it, so don't call it a remedy, but isn't a lav nisak lase is supposed to be a correction? It doesn't seem to be correct.
Why do you say it's corrective?
What remedy correction?
Why do you say it's corrective? What does nitak mean? Anybody know what nitak mean?
Correct, to fix.
Nope. It's not from, it's not lav hamitakein ase. One next to the other. Connected.
What?
Wow.
Right? Disconnected, actually. But
the patient said fix it, you said yes.
I said for the sake of what we're doing here in general, it's saying if you did this b'dieved, what do you do to fix it? Right? We're not saying, again, as I said, it's not that you get rid of the avera by doing this ase. It's simply that it's connected. The Torah tells you what to do in the event that you did this avera.
Why is that a fix if the avera itself is to make something kodesh that it shouldn't make kodesh?
In the event when the person begins to perform the temura, let's focus on that for a moment. When I try to do temura, what's my intention? I'm trying to switch the kedusha, right? I'm trying to say the kedusha should go off my talis bag and onto my gemara, right? Again, one and two. What ends up happening, and we're going to talk about this at the end of the Gemara, by the way, okay, in terms of Avid Mahani, Avid Lo Mahani, but what ends up happening is, I say, as a result, I have to treat them both holy. That is a follow-up commandment from the Torah to say, treat them both with holiness.
Right.
Because there's this follow-up ase, that makes it a technical lav hanitak la ase.
You only did one action, though. You're not doing a second action afterwards. You tried.
Breaking it as a korban. Of course, you're doing a second action.
But you tried to switch it, and now the status of both is that as kedusha.
How? Why?
that's...
If the Torah wouldn't tell me that, would I think so?
That's the punishment, though. It's just,
if the Torah wouldn't tell me that, would I think so? And that's why I said it gets connected to our later. It's a punishment. What do you mean by a punishment? No.
Well,
it's a follow-up assay. You're it's not a punishment.
You're out financially, right? It's like you're paying for two korbanos.
Why is that? But why is that?
Right? There's no,
but why is that, though, right? It's because the pasuk tells me, as a follow-up to doing temura, as this love, you've got to bring both these korbanos. Same thing, what's the classic lavanita laseh, which we're going to talk about in the Gemara now? Nosar, right? If I leave over my korban, I have to burn it the next day. That's not a lavanita laseh, that's a punishment. No, it's a classic lavanita laseh. Lavanita laseh means, I did a lav, okay, and now the Torah tells me, do this asay now that you've done this lav. Right? It's not a punishment to return your stolen object. The Torah tells you, when you steal an object, return it. So that's what it means, Allah fanita klase. We have to distance ourselves a little bit from this understanding, which works in a lot of cases, to say, how do I remedy it? But that's not exactly what we're saying. We're just saying there is a law, and subsequently, as if you violate that law, you are told by the Torah to do this following action. And that's the case in Temura, that's the case in that we're talking about here, where you're taking off Meiser, that's the case in all of these cases.
This is for Mary, we don't have this.
Well, etzem lasishru. We're talking about the.
I tend to agree with
then the next thing you
right. Kechachu katsa pesach. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, I was trying to think of something in the physical world. You know, you're a plumber. You've got you come to a blockage. So you make a thing around the blockage, but still.
It's not. It's not. It's. I don't think we're. I'm not trying to analogize this here. I think the more we analogize it, the more we tend to move back towards fixing it.
That's right.
We're not trying to fix it. We're just simply saying the Torah gives this instruction when you do an avera.
Positive consequence that comes from that mistake.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is it's hard to call it a consequence in some cases, but. Yeah, I would say consequence in the literal meaning of the word consequence. Consequence has this sort of negative connotation. But yes, a consequence that comes. Fine, that's fair. A positive consequence. That can work. Shkoyach. Okay, so now, getting back to the Gemara. Many hours later, Abaye comes to talk about the case of Temura. And we said, if you do these averos of Temura, then v'hayahu smura soya kodesh, whatever it is. Okay, and that seems to be lav anita klase as well. So how come we're differentiating? We're saying that any lav shenita klase, you won't get malchus, but we know that by temura you will get malchus, as it says in the Mishnah. Savigas harbaim. Says the Gemara, a very simple answer, according to the pshat of the psukim as we understand them right now, and this gets back to the question you asked me yesterday, by the way. Shkoyach. Yes. So what the Gemara says is as follows. Have lehu tre lave v'chad ase. He says, if you read the pasuk, technically speaking, what does it say? Lo yachlifenu one. Velo yamir, so two. Vim hamir yamir only remedies one of them. And again, I'm using the word remedy not to say that it remedies, but because that's the way we're explaining the Gemara here. So the vim hamir yamir only addresses the second of the lavin, but the first love, bim kama hu omed, and you can get malchus for that,
so
basically.
Because I always thought they were the same.
In terms of the...
Is the same as lo yamir. Like, how is it different?
Right? I'm just saying, the way the Gemara is interpreting it right now is to say one warning of lo le'achlifenu and the other one of lo yamir. As I noted yesterday, the Gemara later on, in private conversation, though this wasn't to this year, the Gemara later on has drashos, what do each of these things mean? But if you look in Rashi, the simple way to read this pasuk here, Rashi says here, lo le'achlifenu v'lo yamir, tre lavi va'asei. Okay? And that's the case, right? La'ad desiv lo le'achlifenu asei v'imamer yamir. Now, says the Gemara, so therefore in this case, so the case of Temura is not a lav anita klase, and therefore it won't exempt you. Okay? Continues the Gemara. Vare ones. What about the following case? A case which is very hard to square with modern sensibilities, the case of a rape. What's the consequence of a rape? Again, not punishment, consequence. We're not fixing. You have to take the woman who was raped as a wife, and you cannot divorce her. Not you, chas v'shalom, a person who would rape a woman, would have to follow this law. And I like to avoid, you know, accusing anybody of anything. Says the Gemara, continuing. So what about that case? Right? We have that case. T'chad lav v'chad asei. There's only one lav and one asei. V'lo asi, chad asei v'akar lav. And there we see that the one asei does not come and be ochre the lav. By the way, There we're talking about the lav in aseh, meaning lo yuchal shalacha and lo sielisha, not the lav of raping someone. That's something which is separate. The Torah says two phrases in regards to keeping her as a wife. One, lo tielisha lamid vav. She should be to him as a wife, meaning he has to marry her. Two, lo yishalacha kol yamav. He cannot send her away forever. This is a lav anita glase, the lav meaning don't send her away, the aseh meaning stay married to her. Okay, so now, based on this, we've got one aseh and we've got one lav in this case, it's the case of ones. And says the Gemara, how's this going to work out? At the end of the day there, we see, lo asichar aseh ve'akar lav, the aseh does not come and uproot the lav. In which way? Ditanya, ones shigirish, if you had a person who raped a woman, married her, and then divorced her, im Yisrael, who if the person was a regular Yisrael machzir, he should take her back, ve'inu loka, and he won't get malchus for lo yichal shalcha kol yamav. Vim kohen haya, if however he was a kohen, loka ve'inu machzir. In that case, he obviously as a kohen, he should not be taking back any divorcees, and therefore he will actually get malchus in this case for being over on the avera of lo yichal shalcha kol yamav. Let's just wait 1 second. Let's one question first, then another question. Yes.
So in coins, that phrase would be the positive part for the coin.
Well, I mean, we have again, lo tihya li isha, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. Lo tihya li isha is with a vav, the asay to marry. And that's why I said it's with the vav. It's the asay to marry. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav is the lav. Okay. So in the case here of the kohen, she's being over on the lo sase of lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav with an aleph, because he's not going to be able to take her back. However, that teaches us that a lav anita klase, because this is a lav anita klase, can still provide malchus in specific cases. Your question.
Yeah, it's not to the coin.
How is the gershon chal if there's an isser involved?
We're going to get to that end of the day today, next Gemara.
But the coin can't. What is the positive part for the coin? It's part, I understand with Yisrael.
So that's why I said at the beginning, and this is why you're very good. This is the reason we brought this up earlier. The key is, lav anita klase is not circumstantial. Let's say, you know, he divorced her and then she married someone else, right? In which case, even a Yisrael is not allowed to take back the woman that they were married to who married someone else. We're not trying to find circumstance by circumstance. Lav anita klase is a general rule about the lav involved, about the avera which was done. So if this lo sase has an ase that's attached to it, then it will not be able to provide malchus for anybody. We're not going to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Let's say this person was, somehow became one of the arayos. You can come up with all sorts of cases in any of these situations where what if you can't do it? What if you can't make up for your avera? It doesn't matter. It's in general about the general lav, which is nitak lase. That's what we said. We're talking in generalities, not in specifics. If so, this is a good question on the case. At the end of the day, they're being over on a lav hanitak lase by not being able to take back. So how can we possibly give them malchus? Says the Gemara. This is funny how this just tripled in length from the first year today. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Kohanim kamrit, you're bringing me a raya from Kohanim? No. Kohanim tama achrinahu. There's another reason. Dirabi Rahmana Kedusha Yesera. That there, the Torah gave them extra holiness, meaning so when they do this, they will get malchus. Even presumably for this weaker lav, they will still get malchus in this case. Continues the Gemara Kitanayan. Yes.
Question, but the order is different. Now it's asen and lot asen.
Correct, the order is different, but that won't matter. That doesn't matter. It's still a lav anita klase. Doesn't matter the order. Okay? All clear so far? In general, we know now what a lav anita klase is. I should give a shir on lav anita klase now. We really worked it through. So, now the question is, in general, about lav anita klase, the Gemara is going to tell us that this is a machlok sanan. Ketanai, lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. Okay, the classic case that we talked about, by a korban Pesach. You should not leave it over till morning. And then it follows up with that by saying, Vanosar mimenu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu, which is not in our Gemara's, but you should see it. And if you left it over, you got to burn it. Says the Gemara, says this Machlok Sanaim, Baha kasov litin asei acher. Okay, Achar lo sa'aseh. I don't know why I can't read here. The Torah comes to give an aseh after the lo sa'aseh. Lo mar she'in lokin alav, to tell you that in this case, alav anitak laseh, and you will not get malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, no. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo min ha'sheh muzeh, that's not true. Ela mishum dehav elav she'in bo ma'aseh. You're not off the hook because it's alav anitak laseh. You're off the hook because if you leave something over and don't eat it, that's alav she'in bo ma'aseh. V'chol alav she'in bo ma'aseh, and lokin alav. And any love shein b'masa will exempt you for that reason. Michlal, this implies Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lokin Alav, that Rabbi Yehuda himself is of the opinion that you should get Malkus for a love shein b'masa. And if you remember correctly, we quoted Rabbi Yehuda as having that opinion on the previous daf.
Very nice.
Okay? Verbi Yaakov continues the Gemara, Haivhan of Samarian Rad Boker Reshti Strovel to Mayasa. Says, fine. So we understand the machlokes as to why you're putter from Malkus when it comes to, you know, no sar. Why is that? Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's because it's a lav anita klase. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it's because it's a lav she'in bo ma'ase. Fine, and that's the beautiful machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a lav she'anita klase is going to let you off the hook. Rabbi Yaakov, we don't know what he thinks. Ask the Gemara now, according to Rabbi Yaakov, what does he use this extra pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda used to teach us that it's a lav anita klase and that you don't get malchus? What's he going to do with that source? Lemai asa, what does that come to teach you? Right? For the following Mishnah, in general, if the 16th day you're going to be burning the Korban Pesach if you left it over, meaning if you left it over till morning, then you're going to burn it the next day. So, let's say the 16th ended up being on Shabbos. What should you do then? You should burn it on the 17th. You can't be doche Shabbos, you know, to burn this Korban Pesach. The Amar Chizkia, and Chizkia says, V'chein Tana Devei Chizkia, and so as we learned in Tana Devei Chizkia, my time, what's the reason? Amar Krav, V'ano Samar Menu Ad Boker, V'esh Tisrofu, Ba'akas of Litin Boker, Shein Lizrifal. So what does it mean? V'ano Samar Menu Ad Boker, Ba'esh Tisrofu? It doesn't mean the first morning, meaning the night, the morning after the night, to tell you that it's burnt, but rather it says, if it's left over to the following morning, meaning you didn't burn it that whole first day, you can burn it on the Boker Sheni, on the second morning. Okay, and Amar Abaye says Abaye. At this point, so this point where we end, we've defended the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. We also have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and we see that it's a machlokes as to whether or not, or at the very least, we don't know if everybody agrees that Allah Hanita Klase will exempt you from Malkus, but we certainly have this opinion being of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's why it's going to come out that in our case of Maktim Truma Lebikurim, one does not get Malkus, even though they accomplish something halachic in their words. Meaning, from the perspective of Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, we cannot exempt the person in the case of Maktim Truma LeBikurim. From the perspective of Lav Anita Klase, we can exempt the person. And that's going to explain our machlokes, you know, our explanation of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in terms of that brisa that we said on Daf Gimel. All clear with this? Any last questions? It was more complicated. It somehow became more complicated this year, I tell you.
Can you just repeat what you just said just now?
Summarize one more time. So, to begin with, we had a brisa on Daf Gimel, which said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, said that one of the exemptions from the rule of Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh was the case of Maktim Truma LeBikurim. Okay. Then, in our Gemara, we brought a raya that he actually said the opposite, that in the case of Maktim Truma LeBikurim, one does not get Malkus. The Gemara then asks the Stira. There it seems to be that we say he does get Malkus, and here it seems to be saying that he doesn't get Malkus. The Gemara then answered that by saying no. Even over there in that Brisa, he was really adding this to the list of cases that does not get Malkus. Why does it not get Malkus? At the end of the day, you're accomplishing something very serious with your words by changing the status of this Truma, which when it came to tomorrow, we said would be enough to, yes, give you Malkus, and would not be considered a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. The answer is it's true that it may not necessarily be a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh in the strict sense of Halacha. However, it is certainly considered a Lav Anitak La'aseh. We then defined Lav Anitak La'aseh and figured out exactly what it meant and why it wouldn't apply to certain other cases like Temura, and seemingly like Ones, and we therefore concluded that in our case, we now have an opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, to say that Alav Anita Klase will exempt Malkus in that case, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yossi says Maktim Truma LeBikurim is going to be Pater. But we're not done. Says the Gemara. Now we move on to the next part, connected Gemara. Amar Abaye Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Lo Savid, a famous machlokas that we made reference to, I believe, at the end of Arachin. Okay? I remember this year, I feel like it got, you know, I tried to calm them down in this regard. But basically, the machlokas is as follows. Abaye says, anything that the Torah says, don't do it. So the Torah says, don't eat ice cream. What happens if someone ate ice cream? Im avid mehani. So your action actually works. Meaning, if the Torah says, for example, you know, and we're going to talk about this in various cases, I'm going to leave the examples for a moment. So, eating ice cream was a very bad example, by the way. Eating ice cream, you've eaten the ice cream no matter what. So the question, the Torah says, don't do this. Does that actually affect some sort of halachic change if you did that action or not? Abaye says, obviously it does. Okay, imavid mahani, if you did it, it works. Tisaka daitech lo mahani, because if you think it wouldn't work, am I lucky? Then what are you getting the punishment for? If you didn't actually accomplish anything, Abaye says, then you won't get the avera. On the other hand, Rava Amar, no, lo mahani. Even if you did this action that the Torah said not to do, it doesn't have those halachic consequences. The high delaki, why then are you getting malchus? Mishum da'avra meimra derachmana. Because you tried to go against what God said. God said don't do this, and you tried to do that. Now it's true, your actions don't have any ramifications, because it's in avera, like you mentioned earlier. However, nevertheless, you're still going to get malchus for going against God. All right? Da'avra meimra derachmana hu. Says the Gemara, and we'll just go down to the two dots here. Meisvei. First case that we're going to, you know, have a problem from is Ones Shagirish. Going back to the case of a rapist who divorced the woman that he raped. Im Yisrael hu machzir v'enu loke. If it's a Yisrael, then again he can take her back and will not get malchus v'amris. Ask the Gemara from this case. Kevan de'amar amemra d'rachmana laki. If, as Rava said, it's all about going against what Hashem wanted, why is it that we're giving you the opportunity to say, oh, you can take her back? At the end of the day, Hashem said, don't divorce her. You divorced her. Not you. Again, this person divorced her. So, if by Rava's definition and Rava's understanding of this case, even the Yisrael should get Malchus. What's going on? Says the Gemara, to you, to the Rava, is this, you know, is this going to completely defeat Rava? Amar lacha, Rava would tell you, no, no, no. Shani hasam damar kra kol yamav. Kol yamav amod v'hechzer. Because it says, lo yuchal shalcha, but it qualifies that statement. You can't divorce her forever. Meaning the rest of your days, you have the ability, specifically in this case, where the Torah says, kol yamav, you have the ability, b'amod v'hechzer, that you can take her back, and that will exempt you from being over this avera. Why? You never really were over the avera of l'yichal shalchach kol yamav. Why? Because you had the opportunity to take her back.
You were saying mahane, it takes effect, right? You want to say it takes effect.
Yes.
Then you get back to his question, how does the gerushin take effect if it doesn't take effect? She's never divorced.
Correct. But because in this case, we have the pasuk to tell us that if you divorce, you have this alternative opportunity. In this case, even Rava will agree that the gerushin works, presumably at this point in the Gemara. Okay, we have to go through it, you know, in more detail, and you'll go through it in more detail tomorrow with Rabbi Korobkin. But yes, at this point, that's the understanding that we would have of this case, to say that this pasuk specifically tells you, you know, this will happen. Okay, next point. Okay, now what's Abaye going to do? How does Abaye deal with the words of Kol Yamav then? Ul Abaye loved Amar Rachmana Kol Yamav. Had the Torah not said Kol Yamav, Hava Mina Yisura Hu Da'avad Le Ibaye Lahader Ibaye Lo Lahader. Says Abaye, well, it's true that he would have known, even without the words Kol Yamav, that you wouldn't get Malchus because you could marry her back. Right? Because that's what he said. That was his opinion. However, says Abaye, had it not said Kol Yamav, I would have thought once he divorces her, so that's it, fine, he's the right to stay divorced from her. Comes the pasuk Kol Yamav? No. Every day you've got to make sure, you know, he's marrying her again and again and again if he is currently divorced. And that's what Kol Yamav teaches us, that you don't have the option of saying, oh, I'll stay divorced from her, or I won't stay divorced from her, but rather, you know, Kamash Malan, that you have to get remarried immediately.
So every day that he's not remarrying her, he's having a love.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but that's certainly the idea behind this affair.